Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live here in Seattle, Washington. So today I have a great, wonderful show for you. I'm welcoming Dr. Anita Sanchez to talk about her book, The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. And we're going to be talking about what that means for us, what's going on in the world today, and how we can respond to that. But before we get into that, I want to remind you that I'm here every week to help you tap your own intuitive and healing abilities. We are all innately intuitive. We are all innately healers. And we've just been cut off from those abilities over the last few hundred years of advancement here in Western society. So it's time to tap back in to those abilities that will help us mind, body, and spirit to be our best in the world, help us make our contribution to the world, and which is most important, help us grow our souls. That's what we're here in bodies for. So you are welcome to call in today to chat with me and my guest, Dr. Sanchez. On days when I don't have guests, you're also welcome to call in for quick intuitive readings. But before we jump into that conversation, I would like to start the show as I do every week with a brief meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, a very rare power crystal. He's a healer and a truth bringer, and he has been in his crystal body for eons, which gives him quite an advantage over us. He can see the wider spectrum of what's been going on in the world over time, where we tend to approach it from our limited human lifetimes. So as you tap into this energy in this hour, this is your opportunity to get grounded and balanced, to join in community here, to boost yourself up. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, we're going to breathe down from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet and back up again. And just imagine an energy line running down your body, head to toe, clearing out the blockages, everything that got in your way today, good or bad, everything that just took you a little bit away from your own power center, helping you to come back together here in this hour and join in the community. So breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel yourself settling deeper into your chair. If you're driving, please don't do this, but settling into your chair, relaxing, letting the cares of the day wash away, giving yourself this time for you. Now breathing back up from your feet to the top of your head, you're welcome to welcome in Fallon's energy into your own body. And you experience that however your intuition works most strongly, feeling, seeing, hearing, or simply knowing that you're connected. So breathing up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. Take a deep breath and settle in. So my show today, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times with Dr. Anita Sanchez, just happens to come a day before the elections in the United States and at a time where I really am hearing so much going on in the world. Now, I work as an intuitive and spiritual consultant, as a past life regression specialist. I have a lot of clients lately calling. They're worried about the state of the world. They're worried about their families. They're worried about losing jobs, their homes. They're worried about everything. And then there are those of us who are somehow carrying our aggressions out into the world. I was at the bakery on Saturday. For me, it was a holiday weekend. I happen to have loved horse racing since I was 12. And so I'm watching horse racing Saturday. So I decided to go to the bakery and buy myself something special to watch horse racing all day on Saturday. And the woman next to me writes, I don't even want to say what she wrote, but she writes it in the that bakery case was weeping, so it was covered with water. And I asked for a towel. I said, hey, I'll wipe this down for you. In the meantime, the woman next to me is writing insulting, really nasty words about our current political system. And I just looked at her and I said, really? Really? You know, do we get time out anywhere? And I haven't seen that. I haven't seen what I've seen going on in this country ever. And maybe that's the point of it. So maybe we can get some insight in that today by welcoming our special guest. So Dr. Anita Sanchez has a book out called The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. We're going to let her talk to us about the four gifts, what they are, about healing, and how she combines Indigenous wisdom, business, and science into her global consulting and training work with world leaders, you know, with us, and see what insights she can bring into what's going on in our world today. So what do we need to live our best lives? How can Indigenous teaching and science come together to inspire people to create meaningful, empowered lives at home and at work? Dr. Sanchez, Anita, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm so happy. You know, this is such an important topic. And, you know, I shared that story of the bakery incident, and I'm like, what is wrong with people today? And I think it's tension. I think it's like frustration. But in your experience, what are you seeing out there in the world? And, you know, before we jump into that, you know, tell listeners a little bit about yourself so they're starting from an even playing field here.
Yes. Well, I grew up in the Midwest, and I always was a big dreamer, and a lot of my dreams have come true. And so very early on, for 44 years now, I've been having my own business. It's an international business, using my PhD in organization development. But the reality is, what I draw on is, we need all the science. However, what I find is that it's wisdom that we're all really yearning for. And so
right. That's
where I am integrating, weaving in the Indigenous teachings, what the elders from different traditions have taught us. And what I'm finding is that which is already innate with us. So I love the way you just opened. We're all intuitive. We're all healers. We all have the ability. And that's with the original instruction, the original wisdom that Indigenous wisdom keepers still hold. And so that's that connection to oneself, to other people, to all beings, is what can bring back the harmony and the balance that we are so out of that you just experienced in that bakery.
Right. Well, you know, years before I started my personal practice, I work with weather and land systems. So I talk with volcanoes, I talk with hurricanes, I talk with trees and people's businesses. People bring me in to, you know, clear their business space, and I do that by asking the business what's going on. And, you know, in those early years when I was doing that on my own, there was no one out there even acknowledging the consciousness of the world around us. But to me, that's a fundamental concept, which I'm sure you're familiar with in being associated with indigenous traditions. Whether, you know, whatever part of the world it's in, we used to know that everything out there was alive and part of the world with us. And to me, that makes a huge difference. And maybe it's just that I'm experienced doing that, but it seems that the further away we get from that consciousness that everything in the world is alive and we're responding to it and it's responding to us, it's just separating us more from each other. I mean, if you can bless the rain when it comes, how hard is it to be friends and associates and figure out what our human problems are? Sometimes I just like shake my head.
Yeah, I can understand the shaking. And that is exactly why I turned to that. It wasn't more information. So I said to a group of folks, actually right in front of teaching at Google Singularity University, what came out of my mouth was very truthful. It says, you can't Google wisdom. And there was kind of a hush.
Right.
And we can't. What wisdom comes from is from the consciousness that you're speaking of that knows our own sacredness and the sacredness of every being and the interconnection of that. What we're dealing
exactly.
with right now is all this illusion of separateness. And so that's where we need, technology and other kinds of things. We need them, absolutely. Would not trade it off, and they're helping us with the solutions to some global problems. However, we will keep being in that, creating that problem and the needless suffering until we have that paradigm shift, the remembering, the consciousness of the world that we're a part of, that we're all sacred and connected. That's the indigenous wisdom that just makes me smile from ear to ear. And whether I'm in a corporate, in a CEO room, or I'm out in the community, or in various parts of the world, in families and nonprofit groups as well, people understand the truth of this basic wisdom, these four gifts that the elders are saying, now is the time. We must use these four gifts to remember, to rediscover our connection to each other, ourselves, earth, and spirit.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
Yes.
Then you run into weirdos at the bakery.
Well, I have a little bit of compassion for them because it is, we are, as you said, in a different time where so many punches, it feels like punches coming, that we can, unless we are doing our practice, every day, centering at different times. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but just, a minute, multiple times
exactly.
a day. Just those things will help us then to get centered rather than to be out of balance and then just reactive. So then we end up adding to that which we are trying not to be a part of, which we're trying to heal. And we can't heal. We need to pause. I think humanity needs to take a pause, whether it's in the bakery store, whether it's when you're just brushing your teeth in the morning, or whether you're out in the business world making decisions and meetings. We need to remember that it is a legitimate thing to pause, to get centered.
It's good.
And remember who we are.
It is good, and it seems really hard for people. I'm very fortunate that although I live in a major city, Seattle, Washington, I live at the beach.
Beautiful.
And I take my little dog, who's multiply reincarnated. He's now in his fourth lifetime with me. We go for a walk five times a day, and it changes all day long. There's herons, there's eagles, there's gulls, there's just the water, there's the air. And every time I do that, I think, how can we translate this experience of just being in nature out into the world so that people who aren't experiencing it can at least feel it? I know people that have lived in a major city all their lives and never been to a green space other than just a little city park. So how does your teaching help us just get the fundamental concept of just relating to the world around us out into our consciousness?
Absolutely. And let me just say, I was just a couple of weeks ago out at the Hood Canal. So near
you. Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
I just done a keynote up in Redmond, and then I went out to be with some friends. And so you just talking about that beach and walking and just the air and the mountains and the ocean, I mean, it's just so beautiful. So, but so how do we do that when we are in places that are seem totally antithetical to the nature that we are actually a part of that's in our body? And so that's what I find is that working, for example, with business leaders, I often in the middle of a meeting will say, even though they're like time pressed, like, let's just walk outside. Just breathe
right.
The air outside, not the air that's going through the air conditioning system, but just being aware. Walk around the block. You know, even if you're on cement, you might see the occasional tree. That is so important because that is a part of us. And in that process of breathing and moving and just the sense of being alive, the sense of gratitude starts coming in, so that way we can actually feel like as immersed as you were in the beach or as close to it. We now know, let me just throw in a little bit of science, we now know with, since we can hook ourselves up to MRIs, just seeing on our computer screen a visual picture of nature, it's not the same as being in nature, but we already start seeing the brain waves changing and an opening that people self-score themselves with being like, wow, I don't know, all of a sudden I feel happier or less stressed or just being able to breathe easier. Because
exactly.
You're meant to be in nature, yes.
It is a real connection. I mentor students on intuition and healing, making it, if not a business, then at least part of their lives. And I get a lot of resistance when I tell them, I need you to tell me how much time you spent out in nature last week.
Good for you. I like that kind of teacher.
It's like, come on now. And if they come here to my home office to do that, it's like, walk for a half an hour before you knock on the door, because it makes a difference. And I'm fortunate that the area that I live here is very devoted to this kind of work and has supported me and others, people who have actually had formal training in shamanism, and has really supported the people here in, you know, just being connected. And we have a very busy beach community in the summer, and we're wall-to-wall cars and young people. They're average around 20 years old. And I walk by, you know, of course, you get to a certain age and everybody is like fine with you. And so you're walking down the street and you're like, hi, isn't it a great day at the beach today? Did you notice that gull out there? Did you like this? Can you tell me about this? And they, you know, just come to the beach. We want you here. You know, just there's something about it that's drawing them. There's something in us that draws us to nature. If we, even if it's just to do a little meet up with a group of friends outside, it's just so important. And it hurts me when I see people that don't get that.
Yes. Well, you're on to something in terms of, as I'm listening to elders from different parts of the world, and they are gathering from various parts, bringing together their medicine. In ceremony, they're coming up, there's some themes, some patterns that keep, whether it's in South Africa or Hawaii or Alaska. And one of those is exactly what you're doing, is that we clearly need to remember our oneness, that we're all connected. However, right along equally as big that we're connected to ourselves and to each other as human beings, other beings, is this connection to the earth, all the elements that we're from. I mean, scientists tell us, you know, we're made up of the earth, the stones, the, you know, and then the stars. All of this is in us. So of course, just like the salmon, where you are run back to where they were born, so they swim back there. So do we yearn. It's part of our healing and our wholeness to return home. And we think of home as something outside of ourselves, but home is very much inside. And
it
that's
is.
What we need to revisit.
We'll talk about that after the break. Hang on, we'll be coming back with Anita Sanchez and her book, The Four Gifts.
your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're here in Seattle, Washington, and I'm chatting with Dr. Anita Sanchez, whose book, The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times, talks about how we can get out in the world and really tap into that which connects all of us. So, Anita, let's talk about the four sacred gifts. You know, as I was thinking during the break, here in Washington State, we have kind of an unusual situation for most of the United States anyway. We have a very active volcanic region. We have a very aware, self-aware volcano, Mount St. Helens. And I've chatted with her over time. I've noticed that on her eruptive cycle, it affects the people here on a level they're not really aware of, in terms of when she's kind of restive, people are exhausted. And I wondered about that for a long time. And in my early communication with different systems, I talked a lot with her. And she'd be very funny and then very solemn about the kind of work that she's doing, knitting the planet together, connecting, you know, energies, so to speak. But she said to me one time, I hold the earth and the sky. And I'm like, wow, that's like really profound. That's a lot different than your usual joking. And I have a sense of humor that isn't always appropriate. Maybe.
No, it's great.
But I'm like, wow, okay, you're being really solemn today. But, you know, this taps back into your work, you know, the helping people to connect with the world around them is a central element. And I know it taps into the four sacred gifts. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you learned.
Yes, what I learned is that these elders heard a call back in the 90s, 27 of them, came together at Turtle Mountain,
wow.
Chippewa. Yes, and they built together on that weekend, speaking their different languages, doing their different chants, and they built a hoop with 100 eagle feathers that they tied to it. And at the end, in the ceremony, they put in four gifts that spirit itself said, all humanity, it's going to get rougher. All humanity needs to use these four gifts in order to remember how to be in right relationship with ourselves, other people, other beings, the earth and spirit. And so I happened to be there volunteering with young indigenous youth, teaching them a lot of things that I teach in the corporate world, preparing them to go out into the corporate world. And this hoop appeared, and the elder shared with us these gifts. And so the four gifts are no secret. We want everyone to know them. So thank you for having me on. The four gifts are first. The first gift is the power to forgive the unforgivable. The power to forgive the unforgivable. And we can just think about how much there is. And we can go back on each one of these if you wish.
Yeah, let's get them out there, and then let's go back and talk about them.
Perfect. Sounds perfect. Then the second gift is the power of unity. Unity that will take all of us to get back into harmony and balance. The third gift is the power of healing. And the fourth gift is the power of hope in action. So forgiveness, unity, healing, and hope and action. Use these four gifts, and you will remember how to be back in right relationship. And when we fail, as human beings do, you know easily to grab onto these different gifts and just keep using them, and you find that you are much happier, fulfilled, being able to be more meaningful relationships with others, and that's two-legged as well as four-legged, and the beings you're talking about, the volcanoes and mountains as well.
Everything.
Yes, everything. Everything.
Well, 20 years ago, if I told people that volcanoes actually communicate with us, they're like, okay.
Times have changed. Isn't it good, Robin? I know. I used to hide all that stuff in the back. And now even in corporate world, they're more open to understanding, meditation has a role. So it's like, they're finally affirming, not that we needed any affirmation, but the things that wisdom keepers, all of us knew innately, you know, from the beginning of time. But now we're still able to talk about it.
Oh, and it seems like forgetting about it. I know when I've had hurricanes approach me and talk to me and explain to me how they work, I've gone out and tried to explain to people, it's not what you think. They work like this. This is how it's set up. This is what they do. But, you know, you're right. People are open to that. I've been very vocal about that in the last couple of years, especially since I started this radio show and doing Facebook Lives. And it's interesting to say to people, here's what the work of hurricanes is in the world. Here's how they work. Here's what we need to do. Wish there were scientists who would sit down with me while I'm talking to one so they could ask the questions from science that I don't have the education to ask. But it's interesting how open people are and how they'll email me and say, now I get it. Now I actually feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So how hard is it? Yeah, it's just like, how hard is it to just connect?
Part of it is, again, is just taking the pause. We're so rewarded for busy, 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 and our brain just starts cycling. So we don't even have a sense of our own self, let alone others to be in relationship to. So the first relationship is to yourself. And that is
exactly
talked about very early on, to your own soul. What is your soul calling? You know, that's as important, if not more important, than where is your next meal coming from? Where am I going to lay my head? All of these are very important. We're human beings, but we're spirit. And those things, those survival things, are answered when we stay in alignment. As we talk about in indigenous communities, I'm Aztecan and I meet with lots of different elders, is you can be good medicine or bad medicine. Good medicine is anyone or anything that brings into alignment the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical plane. When that's brought into alignment, that's good medicine. And anything or anyone that takes that out of alignment, then we're being bad medicine. So we get the choice. We can be good medicine or bad medicine, and that starts with ourselves. Because we don't have it in ourselves, how are we going to give it to somebody else? We need to practice love, kindness, compassion, all of those great good things inside to ourselves so that we can give them to others.
Exactly. Go back over that again, because I know people really need to hear that.
about the good medicine and bad medicine? Hello?
Right.
Yes, okay. So good medicine is anyone or anything that brings into alignment the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical plane. That's brought into alignment, that's being good medicine. Bad medicine is anything or anyone that takes that out of alignment. And so what we're experiencing right now with people operating under this illusion of separateness, that it's just about me and it doesn't matter what's going on with other people, just not understanding that we're energy, we're spirit, and that we have an impact on each other, is there being bad medicine. But each one of us at every moment get to choose to be either good medicine or bad medicine. There isn't an in-between. And then when you fall short and you're not the good medicine, then you forgive yourself. You join
right.
with others, you heal, and you get in hopeful action again. So it's just a continuous circle, but with practice, it's like what you're talking about. With practice, you're able to do all these things have been awakened, and you're not falling back asleep because you keep in the practice. That's what is being asked for from each one of us, from everyone who's listening. This is what you already know that you and I are talking about. They know to be true because they can sense it inside themselves and they can sense it outside in the larger great mystery.
They can, but they're blocking themselves with fear.
Yes, fear, fear. And that's why we got to get into the work of using these four gifts. So one of them, I think, is one that as I travel around the country and talk to people outside the country as well, I ask them to raise their hands of which one is calling to them at the moment. We need them all, but which one is calling? And overwhelmingly...
Which of the gifts?
Yes, which of the gifts? And overwhelmingly, it is the power to forgive the unforgivable. People go,
what does that exactly mean?
That means our ability, our desire to let go, to release some hurt or trauma because it seems unforgivable. It's probably a big one. Could be individuals, could be to whole groups of people, but to release that pain and suffering of what did or did not happen in the past, so that way we can then be free to use our energy for right here, right now. Now, when I say that, there's something important I have to say, because some people push back, and we've seen just recently a horrible thing that happened to Jewish people being who are just practicing their religion and
right.
Down, right.
So, well, you're asking people to let go of fear, to let go of their worry about themselves.
Yes. Yes. And to remember that to forgive the unforgivable does not mean that you forget what happened. It doesn't mean that you condone whatever the behavior that was negative. It doesn't mean even that you don't seek justice. What it means is that you love yourself enough to release that, to forgive yourself and even forgive the perpetrator, so that you can be a whole human being, able to be in right relationship right here, right now. So then I've spent a lifetime, and I know a lot about this. I have big things that have happened in my younger years where a secret was that I was sexually abused from age 4 to 13. And the
right.
other big thing was that my father was murdered when I was 13.
Oh, gosh.
Race related. So there was much really early on to like how to sort this out. And I thought, because I was in so much pain and hurt, real loss. I mean, these are not little things.
Yeah, no.
But what happened is I started identifying myself with those hurts and mistreatments, thinking I was them. That's all I was. And I put up these shield, what I call these armor of separateness. And
yes.
It kept out the bad stuff, but it kept out the good stuff.
Yeah, so it kept you locked up.
Myself. Exactly. So that's what I'm talking about, is that if anyone listening can hear this, when you forgive the unforgivable, first and foremost, it's for you. It's not about the other at all. It's about you being alive and whole, being able to have fully commit into the joy, the happiness, the unity with others, the constant being able to heal and to be in hopeful action. That is for you. And then for me, I found I needed to take it this next step, which I then openly opened up freedom to me even more, which is I realized that that man who killed my father and his young son that was just about my age, that their lives were forever changed that day too. That young boy, and I had spent a lot of years going, why did this happen? And only if it didn't, blah, blah, blah. That young white boy, I lost my father that summer in 1967, but that young white boy lost his father too. And he grew up knowing that his father was a murderer. And to this day, when I began to allow myself to really listen, there's nothing else that I could do but forgive, because to take away that young boy's humanity, to think that he could do nothing except what his father did, makes me also a part of that cycle of hurt and mistreatment. And that's not what I'm about. I am into social change, putting us in right relationship. But how we do that is important, and that's why these elders, that's why Spirit told the elders, use these four gifts. When you start practicing these, you can't forget. You just keep using them. I've used them for 23 years. I've had executives of companies use them. I've had people and families, and they've been just really helpful to remember what it means to be a whole human being, which means physical and spiritual.
And you're right, and it's really tough, and I offer my deepest condolences to you. I actually lost someone to murder several years ago, which got me involved in it, and it's still, you know, it still just knocks you flat. And I know people are going to be listening and go, how do you forgive? I think you're right. I think that's the toughest one. We'll be back in a moment here with Dr. Sanchez and her book, The Four Sacred Gifts. Hang on.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help my son shot his brother.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and I am talking with Anita Sanchez. And Anita, we're running out of time, and I think you need to come back. I think we need to talk some more. But for today, oh, good. We'll book something coming up here because we have a lot more to cover together. And very rarely do I get someone who knows what I'm talking about on the show, but I'm getting you too, and I appreciate that. So these gifts that we're talking about, which also include the forgiving the unforgivable, which I know is going to be the toughest one for everybody. It's tough for me letting go of some of the things, but also healing and unity and hope. Those are, wow, it seems so simple. And yet we get bogged down in our need to survive.
Yes, but the unity, when you talk, I just tell you, I'm really delighted to listen to you when you talk about listening to the volcano and talking to the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was growing up, this little girl, I remember I was five, and my grandmother took some of her grandchildren outside, and we got up before dark, which was not uncommon. But we were outside by her garden, and the sunflowers were there. And every hour through that whole day until it was dark at night, she'd have us go back to the sunflower, and we would turn. And so in a full day, we just kept turning as little kids. If you can imagine little kids running around in the backyard, having fun.
Yeah, awesome.
Having little picnics and then going and turning. And I'll tell you, at a cellular level, what my indigenous grandmother was teaching me, I can never forget. I mean, it was just how connected we are.
How connected.
How you look to the sun we're part of, how the plant world and us, I mean, just in so many different ways, unity, that gift of unity came through so clearly. And those beings aren't only united with us, connected to us, they also can provide us answers. They clearly can. Just as
exactly.
They were telling you what they were doing, these different weather patterns, these different beings. I had a similar experience about, maybe it was a year ago. I was getting frustrated because I'm human. I want women to rise up in the corporate world faster.
Yeah.
I want people of color all over the world to rise up. I want white men who aren't, who just operate a little bit differently to still be fully embraced for their gifts. So I went outside and I just was like sat under a tree because it always works. So I sat on the tree and I'm there and I meditate and I'm like, okay, give me the answer. How can I be doing this better? And I sat, nothing's coming. I said, okay, I'm ready. Nothing's coming. And then I just started breathing and just following my breath, and I started to laugh, and you would appreciate this, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I just started laughing because what came through from the tree was paying attention to your breath. Okay, when I inhaled, did 48% of it go to the Hispanic part of me and 37% go to the indigenous part of me and this part to my female characteristics, and this went through the different characteristics that I have that are associated to men of being strong decision makers. And I just started laughing, and I thought, yes, so part of the message coming through is, yes, we need to embrace the differences. We have different gifts, and there are no mistakes. Universe did not make any mistakes. However, you also embrace the similarities. So it's similarities and differences. It's all of it. And I just laughed. I just thought, there it goes. The tree just told me, It's that
exactly.
Power of unity. So we can, when we unite with other two-leggeds, with other human beings, we see the amazing things that we can do. To not put up with suffering and things. I see all the young people who are just saying, no, it doesn't have to be like that. We're not going to stop. We're going to go vote. We're going to do whatever it is, and not anger or like wanting to hurt you back, but just saying, this does not make sense. We will persist in love and kindness and caring for people, not only ourselves, but others who have already come before and those younger people who are coming after. And I'm very hopeful about all of that.
I am some days.
Yes, we get those punches, don't we? They're like,
I hate it when people go like, oh, back in 2016, in July of 2016, oh, who's going to win the election? And I went, oh, my God. I don't like seeing things like that. And but, you know, when we're talking about unity, I almost think that's like the most important thing of your four gifts. And I'm thinking about when I teach people how to use their intuition, I drag them around the neighborhood. I stand them out over by the Coast Guard station and make them talk to air. And talking to air is really different, you know, being open to that, being open to what's out in the garden, talking to my car, and people are, and I go like, you're going to come in today and you're going to sit down and I want no criticism, no rolling of eyes until 5 o'clock. just go with it. And the whole point of it is people leave that day and they realize, and this is what the world needs, they realize they are not alone.
Exactly. That is it. We are lonely. All of us have the experiences of being lonely, some more than others, but that is not equated with alone. We are never alone.
We are not alone, and it makes everything.
Oh, yes, it changes everything, doesn't it?
It makes it easier. And I tell people, why do I need to talk to the wind? Why do I need to bless the rain? And I said, do you want to live as easily as possible? Do you want to be so connected that you can see all the different ramifications of an argument and actually of a discussion and actually make a contribution? And do you want to be your best self, which is what we're all trying to do? Grow your soul. Then find out how a tree grows its soul. Find out what weather is all about. Find out what these things are doing and bringing that back. But it seems like a hard... goes very slowly.
Good for you, though. However, once I believe we're like a plant, you know, like for indigenous people all over the world, there was genocide to many of us. However, when you look how many are millions and millions of indigenous people are still here, what I say to people is they thought they buried us, but they forgot we are a seed. And that's true for all of us, indigenous and non-indigenous. We are the seeds. We are meant to keep growing. And so, yes, we have hard times, and some of it seems like it's endless. And yet that ability, that capacity, that innate, that consciousness that wants us to thrive, not just get by, not be doom and gloom and all of that. And it's unity, I agree with you, is that gift of unity that makes us remember that we're never alone and that we can remember that by reconnecting to the earth, but also just thinking about things you're grateful for. I'm grateful
exactly.
I woke up this morning. I'm grateful my feet work. I'm grateful that I can breathe. I'm grateful for my pet, my dog, my wonderful golden retriever. I'm grateful for all the people who call on me and that we can exchange and co-create together. I mean, just on and on. I'm grateful for the young people. I mean, if you start going through the list, it might be small at first, but if you do that practice, at least once a day, I do it twice, but at least once a day, then it already is the antidote for the separation, for that illusion of being alone. There's so much to be grateful for.
And, it does seem really trite, I write about it in my book. I actually even talked about gratitude this morning on Facebook Live when I was talking about choosing hope over other things, and it is very simple, and it works.
Absolutely. Hope is an energy source, and it's a choice. So I just totally, we are aligned on so many things. Hope is absolutely, as the elders teach, it is a choice. It is an energy source, and no one can take it away. We can give it away, but even in the most dire circumstances that people have been in, they still can have hope.
Right.
Knowing something beyond our senses, there's something else. And I'll tell you, as a little girl, that certainly pulled me through. And sometimes it was just having a ray of sunshine coming through the window when I was, you know, blotting up the blood from being beaten on my legs. And some people feel, how could you ever get that horrific thing you had? But I already knew that sun came. There is something else. Walking through a museum, reading a book. We have so many people and things to help remind us. We are not alone.
It's tough,
it's
though.
Yep. Yep,
well,
yep.
Okay, you're going to come back. And so I have a lot more questions to talk to you about next time when you come back. But today I want to go back to something quickly. And that's when you talk about indigenous. In one way, in my mindset, we're all indigenous because we all come from somewhere. Now, my background is Western European Celtic.
Yes, and that's great that you can name that. Absolutely.
So I come from the witchcraft tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I remember past lives in different parts of the world, and it seems to me I chose a lot of really tough lifetimes.
Well, yes,
but
our soul is on a journey, right?
Oh, my God. My soul just needs to win the lottery and retire.
I think maybe it already has. I think it maybe already has in some respects, right?
So let me ask
about what is indigenous. Is that the question?
Yeah, and let's talk. Who do you call indigenous?
Okay. First of all, I agree with you. Anthropologically, the definition of indigenous is that which comes from the earth, and all of us come from the earth.
Right.
And that is true. So then we're all indigenous. However, what has come to be known as indigenous, and I don't want to take away from the wisdom and the traditions, are those nations, tribes, rich cultures that have kept in touch with the traditions and the practices, the original wisdom that they are connected to Mother Earth and embracing all human beings. When I study cultures all over the world, what makes me smile from ear to ear is when I come to indigenous people, and it's not to romanticize them. They do
right.
War and stuff. But when it comes to their teachings and when they practice it, the wisdom keepers, they're one of the only cultural groups that see everybody and everything connected. Everyone is relative. We are all related, all my precious relations. So that's when I talk about indigenous. I'm talking about those rich cultures, tribes, nations. However, you fit in that too, in terms of you have kept alive the wisdom tradition of the Celtics. The people that are included in my book are the Samis, which is from the white direction. It's indigenous people from the upper parts of Finland, Norway.
Right.
Yes, and they herd reindeer. They're connected to the earth. They were also persecuted and continue to be, and they are the keepers of the fire. So when we reconnect to who we are, I want to say to people, because maybe a lot of white people are listening, whoever you are, whatever race, wherever you're from, is to reconnect to that place. It doesn't mean you have to go back there to live, because somebody may have moved hundreds of years ago, but apologize to that land that you came from. Be grateful to it, and then honor the land that you're on now. Honor that water that you're drawing from now. Honor that, and be in reciprocity with the earth and the water and the volcanoes and all of it.
Love where you are. We are out of time for today, but Dr. Sanchez will come back. She already promised me publicly. But Anita, tell people how to reach you before I say goodbye here.
Yes, thank you. If you go to foursacredgifts.com, F-O-U-R, foursacredgifts.com, you'll be able to learn more about the gifts. And there's even a free song that you can download there that has a lot of the messages of the wisdom from the elders in a song that's quite beautiful. And thank you so much
awesome.
For having me.
Thank you for joining us today. It has been a wonderful hour. Once again, Anita Sanchez, whose book, The Four Sacred Gifts, Indigenous Wisdom for Modern Times. Check it out. I'm sure you can find it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Your local bookstore, check it out. Wise Words, and she will be back with us. And, you know, that wraps up our show for the week. I want to thank everyone for joining us. I'll tell you once again how to find me at my website, robynfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression, which is awesome and fascinating. Soul progression clearing, way to clear out blockages without putting names to it, and energy healing, all to help you be your best self, which everybody is needed right now in the world. And you go to my website, sign up for my newsletter. There's a guided video meditation with Fallon, so you'll actually get to see him on that meditation. So As we close today, let's get you grounded and balanced back in your bodies with that crown chakra is usually wide open, connecting to Fallon. If you cross your hands over your heart, breathe into the palms of your hands and feel just healthy, positive energy, grinding away the cares of the day, getting you balanced and centered again back in your body. So with that, I want to thank you for joining us. Come back next week. We're going to be talking about past life regression, and then I have a series of interesting guests through the end of the year. So thank you, take care, and we'll see you next week.